with the rise of hookup culture, what advice do you have for individuals seeking meaningful connection in a world that kind of seemingly is mostly focused on casual encounters? I think that especially like amongst like 18 to 30 or something, most of the dating experiences of at least some people that I've met is that they're looking for something serious, but they feel like it's almost like nobody wants that anymore. Everyone's just looking for hookup. Everyone's like, it's called a hookup culture now, basically. I'm sure you're aware. So what advice do you have for people looking for meaningful connection? And also, do you think that hookup culture is kind of destroying dating, or is it, what's your opinion on it?
Okay, so loaded question. Love it. I could talk about this just for the hour in itself. So there is a hookup culture. It did die down a bit during COVID because you couldn't hook up and all that, and the lockdowns and the, you know, social distancing and all that. And obviously Tinder, you know, is the app known for the hookup culture and all that.
Of course.
So it is there, but I totally believe it's an individual thing.
Right.
There's no hookup culture if you don't allow it to happen. So what you do is, the strategy for that is, and sorry, just reversing back a bit, there's been research that have said 50% and over 50% of people that have one-night stands are actually looking for a relationship. They're trying to create a connection through the physical intimacy and all that. So in my experience and all the research I've done and all that, that's not true. Most people are looking for the relationship. Most people are. Now, having said that, guys are red-blooded males. I love it. You know, you're amazing beings. Ye are, you know, red hot blooded guys. And if it's given, most guys are not going to say no. So it's the woman's, and people, you know, are going to, like, hear the cries, you know, oh, you know, you're being unfair and we're equal and we are equal. Yeah. But this is Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And if it's old fashioned, you know, I have to speak the truth. So be it. You know, I say electricity is old fashioned, but we're not throwing it out anytime soon. You know, and I don't have to understand how the electricity works. It boils my kettle and that's good enough for me. So we don't have to understand the whole biochemistry and all that, even though I will bring in a bit of science in a minute. But this works. You know, the girl should make the guy earn the benefits. Even John Gray, who is the pioneer in our industry, I believe, has said this. I have had male clients, Dacian, come to me and say, I asked the girl to come home. We had a coffee or whatever. We met. We knew each other an hour. There was a part inside me that was saying, I hope she says no. This is from the horse's mouth for male clients.
Right.
So any women listening here, this is just my woman,
golden,
you know.
Golden appear. Information.
Exactly. This is coming from the holy grail, men themselves. Men want to earn it. Of course, they would like the dopamine hit because that's what a guy gets when he's with the woman and he orgasms. No guy is going to say no to that. But really, in the long term, they would rather earn it. So the girls have the power to set the standard. I'm not going to give everything for free. It's like work. You don't go into work and go, whether in McDonald's or Paramount Studios or KPMG, and say, you know what, I'll scrub your floors and I'll give you my time and energy from 9 to 5 and you don't have to. So sex is a man's game. Commitment is a woman's. It's as simple as that. That's the bottom line. So the girls should make the guys earn it. You're not going to get to know somebody well, you know, if you're being intimate quickly and not setting that foundation. So that's what I advise. It's within your power that you don't have to sign up for the hookup culture. You can say, you know what, I like to take things slower and get to know somebody. And you know, I don't sleep quickly with people. I don't know people, you know, so I don't sleep with people I don't know. So that tends to be the best system. Even guys, like I say, have given me the feedback back. So you can say straight out as well to people, you know, I'm not actually looking for that. I'm looking for a long-term relationship. Be honest, be assertive. You know, some women and guys feel they can't say that. So that's what I would say. And the big difference that people need to know is, like I said, men get a dopamine hit when they're intimate with a woman. Women don't. They get an oxytocin-filled body.
Right.
Which is a bonding love chemical that you get released when you are intimate with a guy or you're breastfeeding your baby. It's a very strong chemical. It's known as the love drug. It's so strong. So women are thinking clearly before they sleep with a guy, and after they are intimate, they're not thinking clearly because the oxytocin is surrounding their brain and their body. Guys are not thinking clearly before they sleep with a woman, but after they get to the dopamine hit, they've had that, then they are thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. And that's why men lower their standards hugely for a one-night stand. Women don't realize that. That's why women come to me and they say, I had the one-night stand and then he'd no interest in me the next day, but he was all about me the night before. So it's different chemicals. It's a different experience for men and women. And that's how we're not the same. We are equal, but we're not the same in that because we have a different experience. And even John Gray has said that. Guys will like you a lot when it's happening and not so much after it because of the dopamine hit.